Canada's Conservative Party promises to cut mass economic migration. By Neil Munro on March 25, 2025. Canada's Conservative leader wants to win the nation's April 28 national elections and is hammering Justin Trudeau's replacement for supporting the massive legal immigration that has caused massive pocketbook damage to ordinary Canadians. The Conservative Party candidate is Pierre Poilievre. He is campaigning against Mark Carney, an international banker and Goldman Sachs executive who replaced the disgraced Justin Trudeau as head of Canada's Liberal Party. The two parties are close in the polls as Poilievre slams Carney for supporting Trudeau's very unpopular immigration policy. In 2015, the investor-led Century Initiative persuaded Trudeau to grow the economy by inflating the nation's population from 36 million to 100 million by 2100. Since then, Trudeau has imported 4 million migrants, or 10% of the nation's population, which is the equivalent of 33 million migrants in the United States. That huge population of legal migrants, which includes many Indians and migrants who are too old to work, inflicted an economic shock and massive economic damage to 30 million ordinary Canadians. It cut wages, exacerbated healthcare shortages, and spiked housing costs. It dropped workplace productivity and reduced corporate research. It also imported criminals, unexpected sanitary habits, unfamiliar foreign conflicts, and strange ethnic resentments. But the pocketbook and civic damage also wrecked Trudeau's political career. So the party replaced Trudeau with Carney, the international banker, who is now promising to continue the nation-wrecking immigration policy. However, Canada's major investors and older citizens gained enormously. Trudeau's mass migration inflated the stock market by 40% with a flood of consumers, renters, and low-wage workers. In the run-up to the April 28 national election, Poilievre is wrapping the Century Initiative around Carney's political neck. On Monday, he told a student journalist, "I will stop the insanity. I'm against the Century Initiative. I voted against the Century Initiative in the House of Commons when it came up. It's a radical, crazy idea meant for multinational corporate elites to bring in people from poor countries in large numbers, to take away Canadian jobs, drive wages down and profits up." Poilievre also promised lower migration. "I want people to come here to numbers that can actually be housed, employed, and cared for, like we used to have. We used to have a great system. You know, people from around the world came here with nothing but a dream in a suitcase, and it worked. But in the last 10 years of the Liberals, it's got totally out of control. They're growing the population by 1.2 million people a year and we're only building 200,000 homes a year. So our population is growing three times faster than our housing stock. I'm going to slow immigration down, and I have a very simple mathematical formula. The numbers we will let in this year will have to be lower than the number of homes we built in the previous year. So we're always going to be adding homes faster than we add people. That focus on migration's economic damage is more aggressive than Trump's 2024 focus on migrant crime." Poilievre is also spotlighting Carney's pro-migration advisor, Mark Wiseman, who founded the Century Initiative. By bringing on Mr. Wiseman, it shows that Mark Carney supports the Liberal Century Initiative to nearly triple our population to 100 million, Poilievre said on March 21. Wiseman is a former investor for the Canadian government, then a top banker at BlackRock until he was forced out, and is now a top advisor to Carney. In 2020, Wiseman touted mass migration as a way to offset government deficits, preserve government welfare spending, and expand business. "We have to invest in this country, via mass migration. In fact, I believe that the vast majority of growth that we've had in Canada since the Second World War has come from the fact that we have brought new Canadians into our economy. Those Canadians pay taxes, those Canadians start businesses, those Canadians are entrepreneurial. And those Canadians are consumers, the new Canadians. I would personally advocate increasing our current immigration levels to somewhere closer to 500,000 a year. Keep in mind, these are consumers, these are taxpayers. These are people who are going to help us grow." In May 2023, Wiseman retweeted an op-ed that urged more migration, saying 100 million Canadians by 2100 may not be federal policy, but it should be, even if it makes Quebec howl. The article justified mass migration by saying, Larger populations mean lower fixed costs, per capita, and other economies of scale. At higher population density, transportation costs are lower. Larger economies typically generate more companies, meaning more competition for consumers. More startups and more innovators mean more chances of coming up with a unicorn product that conquers export markets. And so on. Wiseman's policies were repeatedly praised by President Joe Biden's pro-migration border czar, Alejandro Mayorkas. In September, the Cuban border Mayorkas said, "We look to the north, with Canada. Canada takes a look at its market needs, and it says, you know what? We need 700,000 foreign workers to address our labor needs domestically. And, so, they build a visa system for that year to address the current market condition. And they say, we're going to bring in 1 million people. And it's market sensitive. We, in the United States, are dealing with numerical caps on labor-driven visas that were set in 1996. It's 2024. The world has changed. It is remarkable how there can be, elite, agreement that, the visa system, is broken and not have an agreement on a solution. The country is suffering as a result of it." Mayorkas and his pro-migration business allies imported at least 12 million legal, semi-legal, and illegal migrants, so helping cause the political defeat of Vice President Kamala Harris and the Democrats' myriad interest groups. Since November, President Donald Trump's Vice President, J.D. Vance, has repeatedly spotlighted the economic damage caused by mass migration. More Canadians are recognizing the damage. Per capita output in 2022 was roughly the same as in 2017, the Globe and Mail newspaper reported on March 23. Benjamin Reitzes, a macro strategist at Bank of Montreal, recently noted that the average annual growth in real GDP over the past 10 years was 1.8%, but only 0.6% after adjustments were made for population gains. Carney, however, is trying to dodge the damage caused by mass migration by touting support from movie actor Mike Myers, spotlighting President Trump's tariff plans, offering a complex economic plan and a rival tax cut, and promising to deregulate the economy and help Canadians. But he is being forced to talk about immigration. On March 23, for example, he promised to raise immigration and lamented the pocketbook damage to migrants, not Canadians, when he was asked if he would lower or raise migration inflows. Carney answered, "Yeah, this is an important question. So the way I would characterize the situation is that post-COVID, there was a surge in immigration, both in temporary foreign workers and in foreign students, as well as permanent immigration. But, we have not lived up to the bargain with those, immigrant, people. There's not adequate housing, for immigrants, not everyone who came here for an education could get an education they would expect. And a consequence of that and many other aspects. But a, political, consequence of that is new caps that have been put in place on much lower levels of immigration, including temporary foreign workers, including foreign students. Those caps, or something similar to those levels, in my judgment, need to remain in place until we've expanded housing. Until we've reabsorbed the levels of immigration that have happened in our country." Meanwhile, Canadians continue to suffer from mass migration. This month, a Canadian woman bitterly complained that she has to wait 13 months to get an MRI for a suspected brain tumor. "I need an MRI to see if I have a fucking brain tumor. And go ahead, guess what date it is? Go ahead. Guess. It is in 2026. 2026, cool. Canada, where healthcare is free, but only if you can afford to wait."